This is a special presentation of the Buzzkill Live and the BuzzkillMagazine.com. To the 2015 Nutsy Awards, celebrating the best and worst in the year 2014. And now, here are your hosts, the man who puts the word alone in alone, and a man who's as straight as an S-curve, Richard Pruitt and Chris Knight. So let's rock this Monday song. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2015 Nutsy Awards here on the Buzzkill Live, exclusively on the BuzzkillMagazine.com, iTunes, and anywhere else you can download this show. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, my brother from another mother, and my best friend. And if you've ever listened to the Buzzkill Live, you know I will never say anything nice about him again. Ladies and gentlemen, joining me is my co-host, Chris Knight.
You know, it's very true that you don't say nice things about me. I know this. You know?
It's a one-time deal. It's a special event. It's the Nutsy Awards. Let's do something nice for Chris Knight for once.
I like that. I will say this, Radio Land or Computer Land, this is exciting, and we're ready. This is going to be fun. It's going to be so much fun.
This is going to be a very special show. We have a lot of things planned for you, but first off, we have had tons of emails asking us why did we call it the Nutsy Awards. And I just want to let everyone out there know that no, we did not just randomly throw words in Webster's Dictionary and pull them out of a hat. That is exactly how they came up with the name Google. No, we did not do that for this award show. However, the name of the Nutsy Awards comes from our mascot, Nutsy the Beanie Baby Stuffed Squirrel. Nutsy was given to me by my mother before she passed away with Alzheimer's in 2013. With that being said, I would like to dedicate this show, and this show is also a memory to her. So we want to dedicate this show to her and the rest of 2015 on the BuzzkillMagazine.com. Personal thing for me. So that is why we are doing them as the Nutsy Awards and no other name else. So there you go.
And by the way, Richard, yes. By the way, Richard, sorry to interrupt you, but I don't know if you noticed this, but while the red carpet was being rolled out, Nutsy was escorted by one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. And I don't know how he does it.
Because Nutsy's a player, and a really awesome player at that. If you missed the Nutsy Awards red carpet special, it is airing on our AM station. Okay, so now before we go any more into the show, each award show needs a monologue, and we're like every other award show. So 2014 had its low points. It had its valleys. It is a year that we'll never forget. But for every low point, 2014 also had its highs. Just ask everyone in Colorado.
That's true.
Gay marriage was also a big hot button issue in 2014. Now, before I say anything else, I want to make this clear. It doesn't matter if you love a man or if you love a woman. All that matters is if you're happy and the word love. Marriage should be for everyone at any given moment. It's all about the word love. However, there are some women out there who told me they would never marry me until marriage was legal across the board for everybody. So to those women right now, in the words of Beyonce, if you like it, you gotta put a ring on it. I would be remiss if I did not talk about the actions that happened in Ferguson, Missouri. Look, none of us knew of Ferguson before August of 2014. And I remember turning on the television and just staring at it in just the blank awe. I didn't know if I was watching the news or a cutscene from Grand Theft Auto 5? So it was a horrible year for Jay-Z. Speaking of Beyonce, Jay-Z got whooped, got pummeled, got beat up in an elevator by Beyonce's sister Solange. It's also the trailer for 50 Shades of Grey 2. And finally, we were going to also add an award that would touch you right in the feels. Now, don't take that in a bad way. We were going to try to play off to all the emotions. We were going to try to give you that feel-good moment, and decided that having an award called the Bill Cosby Touching Moment of the Year was just in poor taste. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with more, and we're going to give away our first award of the evening, Breakup of the Year. So here's a word from our sponsors, because look, we have to pay the bills. Did you know the smartest, dumbest website on the internet has its own online store? Visit www.thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com, and for just $15, yes, just $15, you too can own official Buzzkill Magazine apparel. You can tell people that you live the hug life. Maybe you want to tell them that it's 420 somewhere. Maybe you want to show people you listen to the most random show on the internet. Or show that you're a fan of the often imitated, never duplicated BuzzkillMagazine.com. Visit thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com. What if I told you every smile that I fake, I feel my face is gonna break? Are you looking for that perfect gift for that special someone? Then look no further than the Craving Humor Store. We have everything you've ever wanted and then some. That's www.zazzle.com/cravinghumor. Before we give away our first nutsy of the evening, we have to take care of some business first. Our awards and our votes tonight were protected by the law offices of Dinkum, 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 and Schwartz. However, we were lowballed an offer by Malaysian Airlines.
Whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Malaysian Airlines put in a bid to hold on to the Nutsies for us?
Yes. The only thing was is that I wanted to be able to find the awards and they'd not be spread out all over the Indian Ocean.
Allegedly, yeah.
Giorgio Tsoukalos says allegedly as well. All right. Our first award of the evening is the breakup of the year. 2014 was a terrible year in love, unless you're Charles Manson.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Isn't that weird that a guy in jail can find love, but two guys who are not in jail, you know?
Just weird. Like the opening said, I put the word alone in alone. it was also a really great year if you own stock in Haagen-Dazs. So here are the nominees for breakup of the year.
Love stinks. Love stinks.
Breakup of the year. And the nominees are Mama June and Sugar Bear, Helena Bonham Carter and Tim Burton, Bruce and Chris the Jenners, and the Captain and Tennille. Breakup of the year.
Side by side. And now the winner of the breakup of the year for 2014 is
so excited.
Who made these envelopes? Seriously, I cannot get this thing open right now. The winner is Helena Bonham Carter and Tim Burton.
Wow. That's like a train wreck of a thing.
I'm a little surprised. I was pulling for the Captain and Tennille. Because because love will keep them together. Apparently not.
Who knows?
But go ahead.
I look at it from the point of view that, you know, they're very weird people, and I guess, you know, I mean, after several years of bad animation, I guess that's what happens.
So now this gives me two things to talk about. Number one, who's going to get custody of Johnny Depp? And number two, I can now possibly have the fantasy of having some sort of relation with Bellatrix from Harry Potter. And our next Nutsy is for Sports Team of the Year.
There's no I in team. There's just me. Yeah, you know, you should ask my co-host.
Just read the nominees for Sports Team of the Year. Damn it.
Daddy's by the river!
Sports Team of the Year. The nominees are the Seattle Seahawks, the San Francisco Giants, the Los Angeles Kings, and the Kansas City Royals. Sports Team of the Year.
And the winner is the Kansas City Royals.
I am so excited about this. I am so excited about this. Okay, the only team that wasn't a champion, that didn't win their championships in their respective sport, wins Sports Team of the Year and won it handily, by the way.
Now we're talking about a baseball team, right?
Yes. That's what we're talking about. Really quick. Wow, let's play. Right. Let's play Who Wants to Win a Happy Meal with Chris Knight. Really quick. All right. I'm just going to name you athletes. You tell me what sport they play. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky.
Hockey.
Correct. Mario Lemieux.
Hockey.
Correct. Bobby Orr.
Hockey.
Correct. Don Cheadle.
Cricket.
Don Cheadle's an actor, dumbass. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I'm so excited for Sports Team of the Year. The Kansas City Royals take the vote with over 30%.
I do have to admit that the Kansas City Royals does deserve this, because this is a team that you don't hear much about. You really don't hear much about until, you know, now. I mean, they've been kind of lost for
since 1985.
Yes, it's 1985. I got handed to him. Awesome.
They may not have won the World Series, but they would win the Nutsy for Sports Team of the Year. One of our biggest awards tonight is Podcast of the Year, and there are three nominees in this category: The Buzzkill Live, the show you're listening to now, and two others that you have possibly never heard. So we're going to play an excerpt for you from both of those shows. Up first is Talking Sports with Charlie.
Wah, welcome to Talking Sports. Wah, my name is Charlie. Tonight I want to talk about my favorite quarterback scoring a grand slam into the hockey net. Wah.
Our next award is for Hunk of the Year. Now, on the BuzzkillMagazine.com, we have two huge halls: the Hall of Hunks and the Hall of Hotties. And this is for the Hall of Hunks inductions for 2014. This is a list of guys that will make women's pants fall off at any given moment. Or Chris Knight.
Hey.
And now the nominees for Hunk of the Year.
Daddy's by the river!
Hunk of the Year. And the nominees are Norman Reedus, Sean White, Ted Mosby, Zach Morris, Roman Reigns, Matt Smith, Taylor Kitsch, Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars, Jethro Gibbs, Spencer Reed, George Bailey, and Clark Griswold. Hunk of the Year.
And the winner is Leroy Jethro Gibbs.
My favorite character from NCIS.
Oh, he's dreamy. He's very, very captivating.
There's just something about him, and even though he has that dad kind of mentality on NCIS, there's just something you just want to shack up with the guy. Am I wrong?
I know. He's a man's man, dude. I mean, he is absolutely a man's man.
Have you ever heard Mark Harmon talk about the character, first of all?
No, I never have. I know he enjoys playing it, though.
Mark Harmon said, they asked him a question of, would you ever hang out with Jethro Gibbs? And Mark Harmon goes, no, I would hate him. So, I mean, I love the character of Leroy Jethro Gibbs.
I do, too. He's an awesome character.
Our next award here during the Nutsies is for Hottie of the Year. As stated earlier on the BuzzkillMagazine.com, we write the Hall of Hotties. This is about all the women that were inducted into the hallowed halls of beauty in 2014, aka the list of women that I'll never have a chance with.
Or possibly have a restraining order from.
Here's the Hotties of the Year. Daddy's by the river!
Hottie of the Year, and the nominees are Mary Padian, Storage Wars, Anna Kendrick, Jennifer Lawrence, Biebs, The Bella Twins, Margot Harshman, Kalon Amnell, Yahya Han, Ariana Grande, Cheryl Tunt, Topanga Lawrence, River Song, Melissa McCarthy, Mary Hatch Bailey, and Sabrina Soto. Hottie of the Year.
And the winner is Kat Dennings.
Wait a minute. Right. She wasn't even nominated.
But it says right here on the envelope, it says Kat Dennings. See, look.
You switched out the envelopes, number one. Dinkum, and Schwartz did not do their job very well here, okay? And number two, if you want her to be in the Hall of Hotties, you have to write her yourself.
But
you know the rules. Give me the real envelope.
Okay, here you go.
And the 2014 Hottie of the Year is Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, I can see that.
Oh, I just finally got into the Hunger Games movies. And I loved her in, is it The Last House or House at the End of the Street? Cabin in the Woods, whatever movie she's in.
It was Last House on the Left.
And I fell in love with her in that movie. And then seeing her in The Hunger Games as Katniss Everdeen.
Yeah.
There's just part of me that's like, I want to give you my heart, Jennifer Lawrence.
She's become such a great actress. And I mean, think about like Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, she was great in that movie. She was fantastic in that movie.
Exactly. I mean, she has gone from The Hunger Games, which in my mind is a mainstream type of movie that we're getting through like Divergent and all this other stuff. And then she starts doing these other movies that are just absolutely, positively fantastic.
American Hustle. Let me throw that one out there. American Hustle is fantastic as well.
Oh, yeah. The girl's got talent. Big time talent.
Absolutely. Guys and gals, we'll be right back with more of the Nutsy Awards still to come. WTF Moment of the Year, Breakout Star, and the big one. Who is going to win the Writer/Artist of the Year? We'll be back with more of the 2015 Nutsy Awards. Are you looking for that perfect gift for that special someone? Then look no further than the Craving Humor Store. We have everything you've ever wanted and then some. That's www.zazzle.com/cravinghumor. Did you know the smartest, dumbest website on the internet has its own online store? Visit www.thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com and for just $15, yes, just $15, you too can own official Buzzkill Magazine apparel. You can tell people that you live the hug life. Maybe you want to tell them that it's 420 somewhere. Maybe you want to show people you listen to the most random show on the internet. Or show that you're a fan of the often imitated, never duplicated BuzzkillMagazine.com. Visit thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com. What if I told you
gonna break.
And we're back with more of the 2015 Nutsy Awards. Now, our next award is for WTF Moment of the Year. But instead of doing this as our normal horrible jokes that we've been going back and forth with and being mean towards each other, I'm looking at you, Chris Knight. What we're going to do is reenact each one of the moments for WTF Moment of the Year. So here we go. Chris Knight, you're up first.
I am?
You're up for, yes.
All right. I don't know. What should I do to get boys to not like me? Shave my head. Cut off a finger. Oh, I know. I'll get a third breast.
You could win an Oscar for that. Next up, the WTF moment number two. Honey, I picked out two really sexy Halloween costumes for you to choose from this year. Do you want to go as a sexy cat or a sexy Ebola patient?
Ebola all the way, baby.
And your creep factor has just reached level 10. And our third and final WTF moment. God, I haven't felt so lonely in my life. I haven't had a girl in so long. Oh, what to do? Hey, my hot pocket's done. My hot pocket's done. I'm going to do things with this hot pocket and wonder what's going to happen.
Hot pocket!
All right, so that does it.
God. Oh. Let me ask you a question before we go on. Can we find a new low? Is that possible?
Can I tell you this now? We probably just ruined Hot Pockets as a sponsor of this show. All right. Here are the nominees for WTF Moment of the Year.
Daddy's by the river!
The WTF Moment of the Year. And the nominees are... Kid has sexual relations with a Hot Pocket. Woman claims to have surgery to add third breast to detest men. And sexy Ebola patient. WTF Moment of the Year.
And the winner is... Come on, Richard. It's the kid with the hot pocket and the sex thing.
Oh my God. So, during 2014, Hot Pockets released these ads that were what? Hot Pockets are sexy? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this kid goes out and actually performs some sort of sexual relations with a Hot Pocket.
Well, see, this is what gets me. I mean, that the ads could have been completely misconstrued, but at the same time, I really don't think they were.
We are trying as best as we can to get him on this show in the next coming weeks because, A, I want to know what type of Hot Pocket.
Right, right.
I want to know, number two, you remember the cheeseburger ones that were really amazing?
Yeah, those were good.
I wonder if it was one of those. Because logistically, those would be the only ones that I could see would actually work perfectly
for this. Wait, what?
Yes. Or, well, at least I know two things. We know he got meatballs. And our third and final podcast that is up for Podcast of the Year during the Nutsy Awards comes to us from our very own Chris Knight. This show only airs in his living room in front of his two cats. The show is the Chris Knight's Yodelahi Fun Show. And here's an excerpt.
Yodelahi hoo, yodelahi hoo, yodelahi, yodelahi, yodelahi hoo, yodelahi, yodelahi. Oh, what's the point?
'14 was a huge year for the movie. You know what? Who am I kidding? We're all just waiting for Star Wars to come out at Christmas in 2015. Am I right?
True that.
Here's the nominees for the 2014 Movie of the Year.
Daddy's by the river!
Movie of the Year. And the nominees are The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, The Lego Movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, Mockingjay, Part 1, The Fault in Our Stars Movie of the Year.
And the winner is Guardians of the Galaxy.
I still have not seen this movie.
I know you haven't, and you should be slapped for it.
I should be Gibbs for it. I got you.
Let me tell you something. This was a great movie. It was a fantastic film. In fact, I think it was better than the Avengers.
Seriously. I've heard a lot of people say this is the best superhero movie ever made. And right now, I feel like Hollywood is still on this kick of doing superhero movies out the wazoo.
So I agree.
At least this is a diamond in the rough kind of thing, because pretty much now every huge movie are superhero movies.
It's very true. It's very true, and it's sickening, kind of. But this, the cast, what made Guardians of the Galaxy so great was the actual cast. Not that the Avengers didn't have a good cast. It was just that for some reason, the cast in Guardians of the Galaxy were a little more...
They meshed well together?
They really did, and it was just kind of a really... It's a really good movie. I mean, if you haven't seen it, listeners, you need to go out and see it.
Just to let everyone know, the worst movie of the year, as voted on by us, Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. Only reason why is because we hate Kirk Cameron.
I like that movie.
And our next award here on the Nutsies is for Co-Host of the Year. And
goody.
Wow, you seem really excited about Co-Host of the Year.
Oh, I don't know. It may be me. It may not be me. It could be me, but it's probably not me. But you know what? It's going to be cool. I can deal with this. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Here to announce the winner of Co-Host of the Year is our very own awkward superhero, Awkward Batman.
And now, the nominees for Co-Host of the Year.
Daddy's by the river!
Co-Host of the Year. And the nominees are Chris Knight, Emerson Braddock, Peony Ann, Ellie Black, and Mute Ralph. Co-Host of the Year. Before I announce this award, I just want to say that all of them would make a better Boy Wonder than Robin. And the winner of the Buzzkill Lives Co-Host of the Year is... Mute Ralph.
What?
You heard the people. It's Mute Ralph.
No. First off, I'm not even getting paid. And now I'm not even getting this. What am I doing? You know, I carry the show. Oh, you. No, I quit. That's it. I quit. I'm done. I can't deal with this anymore. Freaking stress. And I'm the star. It's me. It's always been me. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have a show. You son of a... Makes me so angry.
And we'll be back with more of the Nutsy Awards. Did you know the smartest, dumbest website on the internet has its own online store? Visit www.thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com. And for just $15, yes, just $15, you too can own official Buzzkill Magazine apparel. You can tell people that you live the hug life. Maybe you want to tell them that it's 420 somewhere. Maybe you want to show people you listen to the most random show on the internet. Or show that you're a fan of the often imitated, never duplicated BuzzkillMagazine.com. Visit thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com.
What if I told you every smile that I fake, I feel my face is gonna break?
Before we get to the Nutsy Awards for Song of the Year, we would like to take this time to present the Nutsy for Worst Song of the Year. And instead of just giving an award and playing the song, where to ad nauseum you guys will probably want to stick a fork in your ears, and we want you to be saved, ladies and gentlemen, the entire cast of the Buzzkill Live, yes, every character has gotten together to do the We Are the World version of this song. Ladies and gentlemen, here is... the not ready for live players. I don't know what to call these guys. They're weird.
Oh, doing, they sound terrible.
and they sound horrible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Doing a compilation, I guess, a duet, not a duet, I guess, featuring blah, 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 featuring blah, 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 of the worst song and most annoying song of 2014, Let It Go from Frozen.
Skrionk! 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 Skrionk!
The snow blows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation. And it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
And just like Elsa, we will be letting that bit go until our next episode, next Monday night at 10, 9 central, The Buzzkill Live. Okay, so, well, we have to shill our next show.
Is there nothing we won't do for publicity?
Wait till later on in this show. All right, so our next Nazi Award is for Song of the Year. And unlike the other songs that we could not stand, look, you're not going to hear what the Fox says during this. You will not be hearing Anaconda because I don't want any of her buns, hun. But you will be hearing some of the best songs that came out in 2014. Here are the nominees for Song of the Year.
Daddy's by the river!
Song of the Year. And the nominees are...
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
All about that bass, Megan Trainor.
No trouble, I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Happy by Pharrell.
If you feel like happiness is the truth.
Shake It Off, Taylor Swift.
Hey, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off.
I'm so fancy. You already know.
Fancy, Iggy Azalea, featuring Charlie XCX.
I'm so fancy. Can't you taste this gold?
Dark Horse, Katy Perry, featuring Juicy J. Song of the Year.
And the winner is... Hey, it's all about that bass by Megan Trainor.
I fell in love with this song the first moment I heard it.
I know, it's your ringtone for my cell phone.
Is it really? There you
yes,
go.
It really is. Yeah.
First of all, that video is unintentionally sexy. And I love that video. And I have a thing, like, I agree. I'm not a big fan of stick girls. So, I mean, that video is unbelievable. The song is a great anthem.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is I can't stop singing that song. Every time I'm walking down the hall and stairway, I'm singing that. I was in the shower singing it to myself earlier.
So what you're saying is you can tell by the way you walk, you're a ladies man, no time to talk. Stay
yeah.
alive. No.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That song is very catchy. And
it is.
I do feel like, and I said this on Video Killed the Internet Star, that I feel like that may be the new anthem for drag queens. And the Nutsy Awards continue. Our next award is going to be presented for the 2014 Reality Show of the Year. As a television junkie, I am so excited to present this award.
Yes, of course, and a 45-year-old woman, too. Mm-hmm.
Look, just because a grown man sits down today when the NFL is on and watches an episode of Dance Moms on the DVR instead does not mean he's a 45-year-old woman.
Mm. Yeah. By the way, did you get that package I sent you?
No. What is it?
Bonbons.
What are bonbons? I don't even know. All right. So these are the shows that made you scratch your head and question, wow, is this reality? Reality Show of the Year, and here are your nominees.
Daddy's by the river!
Reality Show of the Year, and the nominees are RuPaul's Drag Race, Logo, Comic Book Men, AMC, Town of the Living Dead, Sci-Fi, Sex Sent Me to the ER, TLC, and Kim of Queens, Lifetime, Reality Show of the Year.
And the winner for Reality TV Show of 2014 is Town of the Living Dead from Sci-Fi. I gotta tell you this right now. When we announced the nominees for this award, I have never seen a show take to social media like they did.
Really? I don't know anything about this show. All I know is that it was a show about a town trying to get a zombie movie made.
They spent 10 years making this movie called 3 Days Dead. Look them up on Facebook. Like them. 3 Days Dead. It's THR33, by the way. And the movie aired on Sci-Fi at midnight, because Sci-Fi, I felt like, had no faith in this show at times. But the show was phenomenal. By the end of the run of the show, you actually felt like you were part of their family.
How many seasons did this show
one,
have?
One season. It was in 2014. One season, and it ended with their movie. And the movie was phenomenal. It was just fun to watch. It was kind of like you're watching them you're watching them achieve their dream. I said this in our preview show, and I'll say this again. It would be kind of like the equivalent of getting all your friends together and chasing a dream, and once you achieved it, you would be so excited. It was that feeling. Wow. Like, you actually felt the excitement for them as well. Like, oh my goodness, they did it, because you got to know them through the show. And it's one of the first reality shows where I can honestly say that everyone on that show is probably exactly like they played on that show.
Wow. As much as I am not a big fan of reality show, and you know this, I may actually have to check it out. I'm sure it'll be on a box set.
You can also watch all the episodes on sci-fi.com right now.
Okay, I'll have to look that up.
Definitely. Town of the Living Dead, we want to give a shout out to them right now, and I know they're listening. So you guys are the reality show of 2014. They did. They took to social media. They were hyping this up, and we love them for that. And we love the fact that their fans came out like they did, and they blew everyone else out of the water. So, no pun intended, they pretty much made everyone else be the Walking Dead. You may have to sift through a lot of crap. The finale of True Blood. The finale of How I Met Your Mother. Look, I'm still angry about that, CBS. All you had to do was do an episode of How I Met Your Mother that was so great. Did you really have to kill off Terry? Did you really have to kill her off? Or Tracy? Did you really have to kill Tracy off? Damn you, CBS.
I agree completely.
I'm a little angry about that. Can you tell? And True Blood, what in the world were you thinking? That was the worst finale in television show history. But you know what? Let's talk about some shows that were actually good. Here are the nominees for the 2014 Television Show of the Year.
Daddy's by the River!
TV Show of the Year. And the nominees are The Walking Dead AMC. Orange is the New Black Netflix. American Horror Story FX. Doctor Who BBC. Game of Thrones HBO. Television Show of the Year.
And the winner for the 2014 Television Show of the Year, The Nutsy, goes to Doctor Who.
Wow.
I'm all excited about this. And I didn't vote in any of the categories either. So Doctor Who was, when I saw that it won, I got that nerd tingly feeling inside. Because I seriously thought it was going to be The Walking Dead.
Well, you know, Doctor Who is just one of those shows that is just phenomenal. I mean, you can't find a bad episode of Doctor Who.
Oh, you can. But when you do find a bad episode, you still love it because it's Doctor Who.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you just, it's hard to find one, I think.
And it's a very fun show. The man who time travels through time and space and a TARDIS. And honestly, the season with Peter Capaldi, which granted was the highest rated season of Doctor Who ever. And look, if anyone has not seen Doctor Who, spoilers alert, the Master's back as a woman.
That's cool.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the future of this show, and I'm excited to see where Stephen Moffat goes. And plus, at least he did kill off one of my favorite characters this year. Spoiler alert. And if you've seen the movie, the Day of the Doctor, you'll know who I'm talking about. Osgood. They killed off Osgood. But yeah, I mean, Doctor Who wins Television Show of the Year, and I couldn't be any more happier about it. I mean, honestly, this is the show that defines my nerd year now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it is probably one of the oldest science fiction.
51 years, man. 51 years for a television show is a long time.
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable. Unreal. Unbelievable. So, you know, way to go. Way to go, Stephen Moffat, for keeping it
fresh and witty.
Fresh and witty. And thank you, Peter Capaldi, for giving us something new, something really unique and new. And I love it.
I know this sounds bad, but I still miss Matt Smith. Our next award is for Podcast of the Year, and we couldn't choose two people that don't go together anymore like these two. The presenters for Podcast of the Year are the host of America's Hottest New Game Show on the Buzzkill Live, Big Dick Thick, and host of the Girl Talk segment, Stefan. It's time to give away the Podcast of the Year! Okay, look, honeys. This is the first time in my entire life that I've ever been around the words big and dick and had no temptation whatsoever. Well, this is the first time in my life I've ever been around anyone with legs like yours and they haven't been around me. It's time to give away the Podcast of the Year, bitches.
Daddy's by the river!
Podcast of the Year. And the nominees are Talking Sports with Charlie, Yoda Leahy Fun, Chris Knight, and the Buzzkill Live Podcast of the Year.
And the winner of Podcast of the Year is, honeys, it's the Buzzkill Live! I'm so proud of you, honey. Okay, so first of all, I want to take this time. Hey, hold on a second. I can't believe you guys actually gave me this, and I'm so happy. I want to thank my mom who gave me the courage. I want to thank Hi Dave. And I love you. I want to thank God for allowing me to get up every morning and have a cup of orange juice. And lastly, I want to thank the fans. And I want to thank the person who's been there the most for me. I want to thank me.
What? But I've been here every step of the way. What is... I can't even... Oh, no. This ain't even right. No. See, first I'm not getting paid. I didn't get an award, and now this, not even a mention, not even a thank you or an appreciation. I quit. I'm done. I'm walking off the stage and I am done, completely done. Don't even call me.
We'll be right back with more of the Nazi Awards. Are you looking for that perfect gift for that special someone? Then look no further than the Craving Humor Store. We have everything you've ever wanted and then some. That's www.zazzle.com/cravinghumor. Our next award is one of the biggest in this broadcast. It is for the 2015 Breakout Star of the Year. Music is something that we all take to heart and we all have a passion about at some point. We have those songs that make us dive deep down into our souls and will pick us up on a bad day, will make us feel emotions that we haven't felt forever. Music is that key. And I'm going to tell you, the artists that were up for Breakout Star of the Year all have the ability to do just that. Ladies and gentlemen, the nominees for the 2015 Breakout Star of the Year.
Daddy's by the river!
Breakout Star of the Year. And the nominees are Biebs and Her Moneymakers, Adore Delano, Scott Bradley and Postmodern Jukebox, Camber Kane, Breakout Star of the Year.
And the Nutsy for Breakout Star of the Year goes to Biebs and Her Moneymakers. I gotta say right now, before we dive any farther into this, this is the one category in the Nutsy Awards that I can honestly say that each day had a new leader. And it was one of the most fun things to watch and see the fans of two bands in this category come out of the woodwork and support their music. Biebs and Her Moneymakers beat Camber Kane by, are you ready for this?
I am ready. Tell me.
10 votes. This was the closest category we had in the Nutsy Awards. 10 votes separated Breakout Star of the Year. That's it. And there were over 5,000 votes casted.
That's amazing. You know, it's great to see two different talents have fans that are as loyal to them.
And that's a very special thing to have. So no slight to Camber Kane, who only lost by 10 votes.
Right.
It's unbelievable to see the fans that came out and voted for their favorite during the Nutsy Awards, because unbelievable what happened in the Breakout Star category. Now, moving on, we do have to talk about the winner. I have to tell you, Biebs and Her Moneymakers music is that one music that I will listen to when I get really depressed, and I'll put on and I'll hear Crazy, and automatically my day is better.
I seriously dance. I dance around my pool table. I'm not lying.
He also dances on a pole as well, but that's a whole other argument. But there's something about the ska funk sound, which is what Biebs and Her Moneymakers is, that automatically will lift the soul on a terrible day.
It's happy fun music.
Oh yeah, Biebs and Her Moneymakers right now have been on Warped Tour. And they've toured with Real Big Fish. They're getting there, and we got to tell you, this is the year to watch out for them. I am going to go ahead and say it. They did win Breakout Star of the Year. And because they won Breakout Star of the Year, we're going to play a song of theirs coming up next. It is their cover of the Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars hit Uptown Funk. And I'm going to tell you, this is going to make you smile within 30 seconds. So here is Biebs and Her Moneymakers with Uptown Funk, our 2015 Breakout Star of the Year.
This hit that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. I got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, I gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty.
too high, hot dang. Call the police and the fireman, too high, hot dang. Make a dragon walk to retirement, too high, hot dang. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too high, hot dang. And my band about that money breaking down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you.
Time of the show where we've talked about this for the last, since January 2nd, for the last almost 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Yep. And it is now time to give away the BuzzkillMagazine.com writer/artist of the year. Before we do, I want to talk about where this website's come from. Okay. And 5 years ago, this is our 5-year anniversary.
It's hard to believe, really.
I know. I when my health went downstairs, I came up with this idea of trying to keep my creative juices flowing, and this was it. And honestly, 5 years ago, I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would ever have a staff, that I would ever have some of the most talented writers on the internet. And in all honesty, every single one of them deserve this award. However, we can't do that. But
no, it wouldn't be fun.
then we wouldn't have an award show.
Exactly.
But I will say, that you've been with me ever since 2011 in this process, and you've seen the growth.
And, I have.
And how have you? It's been crazy, hasn't it?
Oh yeah. I mean, we've had our fair share of ups and downs in doing this.
No joke.
And you know, the thing is, it's made us stronger, and it's made the magazine stronger. And I think, you know, I think I'm like I've said before, and I'll say it again, I am absolutely positively proud to be a part of this. And I know that when you started it, you had such big dreams for it, and now we're seeing them come true. And that is wonderful. And not only that, we have a great staff of writers who write a lot of good things. You know, we have the poetry, we have
a lot of nerd stuff, a lot of personal stuff that come from people's hearts. And I've got to say, before the nominees are announced, that every one of you, and I will say this up one side, and I said it since day one, I will put this staff up against any other staff on the internet anywhere, because we are that much. I feel like I have that much faith in this group of people. So it is now time for the BuzzkillMagazine.com's Writer/Artist of the Year. Here are the nominees.
Daddy's by the river!
Writer/Artist of the Year. And the nominees are Amber McQuaid, Bobby Turner, Brad Tillery, Brandy Watson, Brody Man, Emerson Braddock, Eric Wright, Jessica Yarbrough, Kenneth Cowan, Leanne McCoy, Michelle Moe, Peony Ann, Writer/Artist of the Year.
And the 2014 BuzzkillMagazine.com Writer/Artist of the Year goes to Bobby Turner.
Wow.
Yeah, and she had the most votes in the voting as well. An unbelievable year for her. And it really came down to three people and in the votes, and she ended up winning. And I honestly have to say that there is one article that stands out to me of hers all year, and it was in March of last year.
Yep.
And I think it's called Life After Death.
Yes, I let me tell you something. I read that and it brought tears to my eyes. I mean, she's great. I mean, she pulls you into the moment, and it's just her writing is just that wonderful. I mean, it keeps you there. That's the beauty of it, you know.
So she also does Half Baked Headlines as well on the website and Shamelessly Social. I gotta say though, every one of them, every writer that was up for this award, could have won this award. I mean, everyone had a lot of votes, and I just want to make that clear too. So, guys, I want to say thank you to the staff from the bottom of my heart, and we want to say to everyone listening, thank you for giving us a chance to bring you the 2015 Nutsy Awards. Now, with that being said, I think it is time that we end this shindig.
Yes, and I agree.
There's a tear. Like I'm hard to hold back emotion right now, and it's only going to get bigger. For Chris Knight,
it's been a great night and an exciting night, and I wish you and yours the best.
I'm Richard Pruitt. Before we leave you, the end of this show, we said we were going to do something big, and I've been teasing this announcement for almost a week and a half now. I said with the book, my first book's coming out, and I was all excited about that. Guys, this is one of my biggest dreams ever with this website, and the announcement is coming up in just a moment. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to take the time. Thank you for listening to the 2015 Nutsy Awards. This has been one of the most unbelievable nights we have ever had here on the Buzzkill Live. Next Monday night, we will be back to our same old shenanigans at 10, 9 central on the BuzzkillMagazine.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next Monday night on Live. In every person's life, there is a moment that will change the course of history. Man discovering fire.
the invention of the printing press, the first computer, the smartphone. In 2015, a small dream becomes a huge reality. In 2015, TheBuzzKillMagazine.com is proud to announce the launch of its own 24-hour-a-day, 7-days-a-week online radio station, TBK Radio. Will you be listening?